Medical Mythbusting with Dr. Barry Dworkin.
Morning, Doc.
Good morning, Bill.
Let's dig right into it here. It's a busy morning. One hospital's push to bring genetic cancer testing to more black women. How many would you say, off top of your head, how many diseases do you think about in a way that's determined by DNA and race? There are many issues. I mean, like I've heard, for example, black men are more likely to have high cholesterol and heart disease than white men. Are there a lot of situations like that?
There are some situations where the treatments also vary as well. So for hypertension in black men and women, there are certain medications that work better for them than other ones. So there are slight differences. So it is important to know those differences because it helps you tailor management and treatment. Just like other genetic diseases and other people, different genetic backgrounds, you'll see screening or at least awareness for conditions that you wouldn't see in other people. So this is actually a very good initiative.
I walk in the door and you think skin cancer, don't you? Just admit it.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Redhead, covered in freckles, right?
Yeah. And so that's exactly right. There are specific features that people have based on their DNA that can either predispose them to illnesses or protect them from illnesses. So it's good to be aware of that. And that's what this campaign is, this cancer screening program called Take Action, Take Control Initiative in Toronto, an awareness campaign by the Women's College Hospital in Toronto. Focuses on a couple of genes. And we've heard these before because, you know, the most famous case is Angelina Jolie, where she had these genes, the BRCA genes, the BRCA genes, that dramatically increase a woman's risk of developing breast cancer. If it moves from in the general population from, if you didn't have the genes, from about 13% to 70% chance over your lifetime if you have these genes, and that leaves women with a choice of what to do to try and prevent that. And we know that her decision was with a double mastectomy. But for many black women, they don't have the opportunity or are not aware of this increased risk that they may have. Not every black woman will have these genes, but nevertheless, the likelihood is more for them in particular because of their genetic background than for other women. And so this program is designed to do those screening tests, to do the screening for not only raise awareness, but to do the tests and offer the tests. There's saliva tests that are done that can detect the gene. The caveat to that is if there's a significant family history of breast cancer, that screening tends to get covered by our healthcare system. There's referrals to genetic counselors. The screening can be done. But if they're average risk or conceived to be average risk with no family history, I think one of the caveats to all of this, if you're trying to get more people involved in screening, is that you shouldn't have to pay for that, right? Especially if it can be such a devastating illness. And for many women, they'll have to pay for the screening test because they don't have the family history.
So I think black women tend to be diagnosed at a younger age with more aggressive forms of breast cancer. And here's where I was a bit confused. We're talking about the BRCA gene. If a white woman has the BRCA gene and a black woman has the BRCA gene, would they both be as likely to be diagnosed at a younger age with more aggressive forms of cancer? Or is there still a difference there?
No. The gene itself is what expresses the disease. So my understanding is...
So black women are just more likely to have that gene.
Right. I mean, Angelina Jolie did this at a relatively young age as well. Right, she had the surgeries at a relatively young age. So it's more that in the background, that preponderance of seeing the gene is more likely to be seen in black women, at least from what they are mentioning. And also that the number of women that are screened, black women that are screened, is lower than it should be. Right, it's about 1.5% when they make up about 10% of the population with this. So that's the issue as well. So it's to try to get the screening program access. Have more access for women to be able to have this test done.
Ask you a quick question because we're really out of time here. But
yeah, sure.
I thought I read, I'm trying to find it again, but I thought I read when I looked this over last night that men with the BRCA gene are more likely to have prostate cancer. Was I imagining that?
No, you're not. That's exactly what happens. So it is expressed that way with for prostate cancer. Normally,
so should men have this test?
Good question. There are types of screening for prostate cancer, though. I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know if that's something that would be done, you know, unless there's a family history of prostate cancer and you're worried about the genetics of that. But if there's a family history of prostate cancer, you're going to be, and because prostate cancer tends to happen at a later age, not as early an age, you can screen for that and you can evaluate that a little bit more easily. So, but it's a good question. I don't have an answer for that one.
What are you doing on the show this weekend?
I might talk about the initiatives for, you know, the initiatives for trying to bring in more family practice teams in Ontario. But the problem is that although you're spending lots of money on this and creating a whole bureaucracy to try and do it, there's no one there to mind the store. There's no family doctors to actually join those teams. So, you know, it's more of the same old approach to trying to solve the problem when there are other initiatives that will actually probably provide a better way to solve the problem.
And of course, you'll be taking calls as well.
Oh yeah. And that doesn't stop. Lots of comments and questions. It really doesn't stop. It's a pretty full
doc hour. I have this throbbing in my prostate and I'm just wondering. Thank
well,
you,
maybe
doc.
You, maybe you would think of that, but that's not what happens.
have a great weekend. We'll hear you on Sunday.
All right, Bill.
Dr. Barry Dworkin, House Call, Sundays at 11 on News Talk 580 CFRA. It's the Morning Rush.